All right. So Phoenix Kalita is being interviewed for a documentary right now, so we're just going to hang out for a little bit. Uh-huh.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Alright. And so now I figure what I'll do in hanging out with you for this little one where Phoenix Kalita can't join in because she's doing the interview action. I hear her out there talking about sex workers' rights right now. She's in the kitchen. And so I'm basically going to treat this kind of like we're doing a show prep over here. All right? And we'll tinker around with a wee bit of that, right? So what do we find interesting, right? So this is what it's like doing show prep. So I go over here. I'm like, huh, Representative Randy Weber tearfully begs God to forgive America for the sins of... Oh, man, wait a second. He actually cries? Let's go to Republican Randy Weber and check his style out, right? All right, this is a one of them Congress critters, and he's at an event that was organized by the Jefferson Gathering, which they're a project of the right wing pastor Jim Garlow's Skyline Church in California, right? And so they got their prayer event going, and Randy Weber jumps on the mic because he got some shit to say, right? Gets on the mic and rocks it right.
Representative Randy Weber, Texas.
All right.
Let us pray. Almighty God, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed.
Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Thy will be done.
Here in the halls of Congress.
What? This nigga done changed up the motherfucking Lord's Prayer to have here in the walls of Congress. All right.
In our nation's capital, Lord, may your will be done. Father, you said if we would confess our sins one to another, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Lord, you also said that you would heal from heaven and hear from heaven and heal our land. Lord, I'm confessing but just several of the sins our nation has...
Holy shit. All right. So he wants forgiveness for several of the sins that the nation is committing, you know, because it's all one person.
Been so emboldened to embark upon. Father, you say in your word that your word, the man who meditates on your word is like a mighty oak tree. Blessed is he if he meditates on it daily. But Lord, we have endeavored to try to kick your word out of public schools. Father, we have endeavored to take the Bible out of classrooms, the Ten Commandments off the walls. Oh, Lord, forgive us.
Oh, Lord.
Father, we think we're so smart.
We think we're so smart. Again, with the anti-intellectualism, this is a running theme with these folks. But at the same time, they do think they're smart. Like, ask them to talk about taxes, and they think they're smarter than you about taxes. Right?
Placed your word and your precepts with drug-sniffing dogs. With
what? All right. America's sinning. Placing words and precepts with drug sniffing dogs.
Metal detectors with what? Uniformed police officers in our schools. Oh Lord, forgive us. Father.
Well, they got, the only problem is you got them in the wrong schools. You need them in the white schools.
We've trampled on your institution, holy institution of holy matrimony, and tried to rewrite what it is, and we've called it an alternate lifestyle. Father, oh Father, please.
Oh shit, he's actually crying. He's actually starting to fucking cry. So we call it an alternate lifestyle. No, you call it an alternate lifestyle. I can't even say we. I don't call it anything. I just be like, yo, that's them niggas over there. They make rice and shit, or whatever the fuck it is they do.
Please forgive us.
He's crying.
Lord, we have gone to killing the most innocent amongst us. Your servant Moses warned in Deuteronomy 30:19 for us to choose life so that we and all our descendants might live. Father, we're killing our
babies. Killing baby. Oh man, he actually fucking cried on that old bullshit. Yeah, that's what these people fucking that's what they're on, right? That's what the fuck they're on. Now Sean Hannity done got accused or fired of the sexualizing harassmenting, and he got in front of that there microphone and said what the hell the real cause of it was. All right, he did. He most certainly dat-gummit did. All right.
To start tonight by addressing a well-orchestrated effort by the intolerant left in this country that is designed to silence every conservative.
All right, those decibels are low. Let's go ahead and I'm gonna bring those up from the outside. Which, and I don't like when I bring them up from the outside. It makes it sound a little weird. But those decibels are too low. All right, let's bring that back. All right, back to Hannity.
Start tonight by addressing a well-orchestrated effort by the intolerant left in this country that is designed to silence every conservative voice and by any means necessary. Now, I am speaking out tonight so that you, our audience, will understand what is really happening here.
All right, so apparently Sean Hannity getting accused of the sexualizing the harassment genitals. That there is the intolerant left, and when the intolerant left is trying to silence every conservative voice, man, he's got weird hair. All right.
What is really at stake when it comes to freedom of speech in this country? Now, these tactics are right out of Saul Alinsky's Rule for Radicals playbook. Now, I've worked in radio for 30 years. I've been right here at the Fox News Channel for 21 and a half years. I'm very proud of that. And during this time, there's always been efforts and attempts to smear and slander and besmirch me and other conservatives, but it has never been as intense and completely insane as it is right now. Now, I want you to understand, every single minute, every single second I am on the air, radio, TV, there's somebody, likely being paid, recording and monitoring every single word that comes out of my mouth, all in the hopes that I may say something they can twist and distort and use against me and try and destroy my reputation, get my conservative voice off the air.
From who? I mean, really, like the people that check your stuff out, that's just so they can respond to it. And that's a major difference, right? Like, I mean, it seems like it's a basic thing, right? But you never know who's just checking out the shit for the first time. We've talked about this before, right? I know all the shit that I, and I'm talking about like the left here, right? Those of us on the left, and let's broad umbrella, you know, the Democrats too, okay? Like, those of us under this broad umbrella of the left, we know everything we know about right-wingers from just listening to right-wingers talk. We just go straight to them and listen to them. They know everything they know about the left from listening to right-wingers talk. They listen to themselves talk about us and then think they know what the hell is going on.
Now, it's only gotten worse in the age of President Trump. Now, it's no secret I've been a supporter of the president and, of course, his policies, and quite simply, these liberal fascists, They can't stand conservative voices. Now, for those of you who don't know me well, I have a pretty thick skin. I call out people, I say things, I give my point of view 4 hours a day, and for all these years, well, there has been endless, unrelenting attacks against me.
All right, so he has a thick skin. I mean, remember, like, those that have been tuned into the Wine Cellar for some time now, remember when he was fucking smacking his desk with a belt because people disagreed with him about beating kids? He's got a pretty thick skin. His father used to punch him in the face. He said that in that segment, too.
But now, in light of recent events, I have come to the conclusion I can no longer remain silent, and I can no longer let the left slander against me slide.
Okay, so, you realize he just said he's been in the radio for 30 years and on Fox News for 21 years. And right now, 2017, this clip is from April 26, 2017. He's saying he will no longer be silent. What was the past three decades about, Nicka?
So for now on, and I want you to be informed of what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, if there's any person, any group, any organization, any media outlet that slanders, lies about me, besmirches me, my character, I'm going to be calling them out. Because at this point, enough is enough. I have hired a team of some of the best attorneys in this country to work with me and on my behalf. Now, the breaking point for me came this weekend when an individual who for over a decade has made the most outrageous, unfair, untrue allegations against me, has now resurfaced by making ridiculous and completely untrue claims. Now, this person went on a radio show on Friday and made...
Why you gotta keep saying this person? I'm gonna fast forward it, folks. Remember, like, I'm just... Because Phoenix Kalita was in there doing the interview and then came and sat down now. So I was just taking folks through a show prep episode.
Oh, this how we do show prep?
This is what it's like. Yeah. Oof. Like, and that's why I'm skipping through it. Because, like, if I was just doing show prep without the audience there, I'd play the whole 6 minute and 47 second clip. I just fast forward to get it to 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Where's he going with it now? And he's still saying to the individual.
It's against me. In an effort to slander, smear, besmirch my reputation.
Okay, but so the only question I have after all of that, the hand that he says is, were the women you were sexually harassing liberals, progressives? Because that's the only way you're being besmirched by liberals and or progressives.
Wait, are we on FB live or just recording?
Nah, yeah, straight audio.
Okay, whew, all right.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think that's not picking you up well.
Uh-oh.
All right, there you are.
Use
now.
The podcast voice.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. A more faraway microphone. After offensive microphone joke, Jesse Waters is on vacation.
Okay.
That sounds fucking amusing.
Don't get your hopes up, because I heard the joke, and...
Well, it wasn't that...
Like, I know, I said, like, oh, you're agreeing with the rights, but it wasn't... Like, all that.
Alright, well, I mean, at least Greg Gutfeld, my favorite masculine man of all times, is on here. And it's only a 19-second clip.
Mm. Good, I'm glad I didn't run him over. Also, I'm going to be taking a vacation with my family, so I'm not going to be here tomorrow and Friday, but I'll be back on Monday, so try not to miss me too
Saturday
much.
Saturday, also?
Yes, and KG's going to be hosting Waters World on Saturday.
This is KG,
KG's
and it is her world.
Check it out.
All right. Still
us. Camera, look at me.
That wasn't the joke.
Oh, what was his microphone joke?
That was him saying he's going on vacation because of the joke. What he said was something about, because you know Ivanka was at that women's summit in Europe where she got booed because she said her dad likes women.
Huh.
Yeah, so he heard the audio of that and said something about, like, he likes the way she talks, he likes the way she is on the microphone, or the way she talks into the microphone, and people assumed it was an oral sex innuendo, and he was like, it really wasn't. And I don't know if it was or not, I'm just like, it wasn't, you know. It was that vague.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, 18 hours ago, a trans woman on campus attacked...
Oh.
On the UNM campus, right? And this is, And again, like, some websites, I know. See, and that's the thing with the McCarthyism. Now everything that's not CNN is fake news. Mm. But, like, there's small websites, you know, like WineCellarMedia.com.
Yes.
And, like, this is a small website, TheDailyLobo.com.
Yeah.
And they have all their shit there. They have the fucking forecast. They have all their social media links, their email links, their small time, and they're trying to report on trans violence. It was on Wednesday, April 19th, and something happened on the campus that should sound an alarm. A trans woman who was a student at UNM was violently assaulted on campus by three fringe activists in a shocking display of bigoted thuggery. Many witnesses have confirmed the heinous act. There is no excuse for this bigoted act of thuggery. Who? Bigoted act of thuggery. And, oh man, and, I went straight to the comments section, and it's just somebody who's transphobic that doesn't like that they posted about this act.
Psh, okay.
Oh yeah, the Daily Lobo, they've got their Twitter. Interesting. You see, and that's how you gotta find them. Shit, they got 4,000 followers. Alright, you hanging in there, Daily Lobo.
Alright.
I fucks with y'all niggas. I fucks with the Daily Lobo. Capital Pride fires executive producer for a transphobic conservative blog post. Mm. All right, that's fair. That's fair. Blah, 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 blah. Somebody said, I want you to know what it feels like to be a trans person in Trump's McMurica. Mm. Well, I guess that's more of a think piece sort of post, right? Mm-hmm. And let's go up here. Chavis Shay, for short, but the name is Chavis Reed, is a black trans woman that was murdered. Sadly, however, the violence and transgender numbers in the community they face are not new. And again, you know, like I say, the numbers you know of. Right? Because folks get misgendered.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is this? Okay. Apparently, it says political campaign. It's a South Carolina white woman, and it says campaign. I'm looking for video, yo. I want to hear her talk. I don't just want to read about it. And it's coming from theroot.com, so it's kind of basic. Michael Harriet posting, probably an Obamacrat. I mean, there's a picture of a white woman with a sniper rifle. And it's a South Carolina woman vying for an open seat at the House of Representatives and has reignited the debate over the Confederate flag. No, she didn't. It never stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's, like, come on, let's not be silly billies here.
Politicians are too quick to blame a horrible tragedy on a flag or a gun or even free speech. And that's how bad laws are made. I'm Sherry Few. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message because America needs bold and strong leaders.
Wait, she doesn't know what part you're supposed to put the approve this message. She said approve this message and kept rolling. All right, I can dig it.
And I approve this message because America needs bold and strong leaders who won't panic and will speak the truth, seize the moment, and move our conservative agenda as fast and as far as we can.
Well, at least they fucking admitted it's an agenda.
Now.
Well, I gotta run back to that beginning. This is visual. Like, this is why, too bad not Facebook Live. Because she really does. She's in front of a McMurrican flag holding that strap.
We politicians are too quick to blame a horrible tragedy on a flag.
She doesn't look legitimately comfortable holding that gizon. Not really. And you know how I got that to that story? Because I have a tab called Racist White Woman. You see, and so I can, it's easier to find these things. So right above that, I have N-word. British celebrity under fire for using N-word and speaking out against bullying.
Oh,
wait,
God.
What, were they black and said, hey, nigga, quit tripping? Or was this motherfucker white and then it's just...
It's probably somebody who was white who said, being bullied is like being called the N-word.
That sounds fucking great. Wait, I can't tell if that's a black woman with her hair colored up or if that's a white woman that done did all kind of shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
I actually don't know.
Call my son a black blind. Is that not abuse? Is it not abuse to do a sex video on my son?
Oh, she's black.
Oh, so... So white white people are pretending to, but I guess maybe, I don't, you see, but they're overseas. I don't know what their version of the FCC is. Like, that's the most that your outrage could be, is over being an FCC issue, because she'll get your station a fine for saying that on live broadcasting.
Or people just mad because she said people call my son a nigger, and they're like, we don't have racism here, that's an American problem.
Yeah. It's like, Americans came from you. And the person's name is Katie Price, and she has been on an anti-bullying crusade lately, and it was going fine until this happened. And bop. Excuse me. And the name of the show was This Morning. I mean, yeah, leave this motherfucker, leave Katie Price alone. She ain't hurting you motherfuckers.
Which is also like, so wait, they're mad about the fact that she said nigger on air, but they not mad about the fact somebody calling her kid a nigger in real life, though? Y'all need to stop playing.
She be flibbidoo. Mm. You said that like a greeted you. Never do. All right. And of course, under sex workers' rights news, cops having sex with sex workers may soon be illegal in Michigan.
Oh,
progress coming along. Jesus Christ.
Well, but if you don't have sex with her, how do you know she's actually selling sex for money? I mean, other than the fact that she said, I will do this if you pay me, and then you gave her money and went to her hotel room.
You must have been forced in. You must have.
And I mean, well, under the Nordic model, wouldn't that fucking make it the cop a crime animal?
May I correct you?
Oh, fuck, it wouldn't.
Well, no, that's not even... there is no such thing as the Nordic model. Nordic means a series of countries like Norway, Sweden, etc. There is the Swedish model. Hmm. There is the one they do in Norway, the Norwegian model. Hmm. There is no Nordic model. When they say Nordic model, they mean a generic ass, don't criminalize selling sex, criminalize buying sex. And then whatever particular caveats your local government would like to add to it, so be it.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think that would be illegal under the Swedish model, because they're not actually purchasing sex. They're proving that you're a sex worker. They can already record you engaged in sex acts with clients, so...
A prostituted woman.
A prostituted woman can be filmed without consent engaging in sex acts, because...
And the bill is SB 275... It passed unanimously in the Michigan State Senate on Wednesday, and it takes away immunity that previously made it legal for cops to have sex with sex workers if it happened during an investigation. So what do they have to go through to prove that it was an investigation?
It would be an officially department-sanctioned undercover investigation.
So this would be, and wait, isn't police like some shit where you rise through the ranks?
Yeah.
So like the captain was once a cop that liked to go out and bang a couple sex workers and then and then go home and give his wife, you know, give his wife a little pickle tickle there herself and have himself a little grand old time. And now he's the captain and the lieutenant did the same thing and the senior officers did the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so when you come to him and you're like, hey, they're trying to get me. Hey, say it was an investigation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We got you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, because investigation is also very broad. It could be like in particular, the Vice Unit having an investigation of, like, you know, because that's their job. But it could also be like, I was looking for drugs and thought this person had drugs, and if I didn't have sex with her, she was going to throw me out, and I couldn't investigate for the drugs, so I was just doing my job.
This is the wrong instrumental to have come up randomly for this.
Yeah, Adina. Oh, man.
Yep. Oh, man. So it says, however, officer immunity can be have disastrous consequences. According to Mary Catherine Burke, an international human rights lawyer and advocate for victims of human trafficking, Burke told The Independent that that law enforcement officers have been known to abuse or their power or coerce victims into sex acts.
You don't fucking say.
Yeah, this is going to go into... If you're of our audience, you already know all this. Good work, David Moy, putting this up on the Huffington Post. I wonder if David Moy is a hill hound. Right? What are some of his recent stuffs? Wild deer visits 81-year-old woman twice a day for a snack. being the Pope isn't always
okay. Hold up. The Pope one is a joke about his clothes because he was trying to give a thing and the wind kept blowing shit in his face.
What the hell?
Whoa!
The hot convict.
Prison Bay?
Jeremy Meeks got deported from London? Well, you can't. People tend to forget. Must I remind you again? He is a fucking Southside Sacramento Crip. You can't just take him everywhere. He ain't right.
And he's a model.
Let's not forget why you know he exists.
But he's a model.
A model prisoner? Like,
no, he has photo shoots with fucking designers and shit.
Smiling?
No. You ain't shit, nigga. You ain't shit for that, no.
What? And he got a chain link fence going on in that motherfucker. Ah! And just start playing all that audio. I'm not interested in that story, though. And that's usually what I go through. I mean, I have other ones like Legends Football League news. Like, you never know what comes up there. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're now broadcasting games in Canada. Well, that's mm-hmm. a good old time. Legends by another name. Still Redskins. Not dealing with that. All right. But yeah, so you guys folks got to see a little bit of what it's like doing a show prep. Phoenix Kalita had to do that interview.
Can I tell them what the interview is for, or is it too early?
It's not that much crossover with like the Facebook post and the podcast.
True. Okay, so there's someone who is doing a documentary about women in America, and they wanted to talk to all kinds of different women, and someone gave them my name as someone to talk to about sex worker stuff, as being, you know, black, bisexual, so on and so forth, and doing sex work. So I was actually doing that. I might be in a documentary, y'all.
Might be in a documentary, y'all.
I'm gonna get famous.
In a documentary,
in
y'all.
In a documentary, y'all.
Jesus Christ, that sounded funny to me. All right. Well.
For a man who sings about. Okay.
What? Sings about what?
Really?
This show is fucked up.
It is.
This show is fucked up.
Damn. All right. Well, there you go. You got your 27 minutes. You know what? I might just close that fundraiser off now with $115 that GoFundMe.com/Phoenix and William. I'll leave it up a little longer. Hell.
Okay, but so the chick, oh my gosh, that chick. The woman doing the documentary is Amy Berg, and she has been nominated for an Oscar. That's kind of cool, right?
Yeah, that's fucking. That is exposure-ino.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, now wait, is it going to be like an audio documentary?
I think audio, maybe visual too. Like, most of it's in New York, so they might just do audio from people outside of.
I guess you'd have to, like, record a video with a bandana over your face.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, or fucking, I don't know, we could fucking put a black light on you or some shit. Yeah.
Well, don't they have the option to do that, like, blurry face thing?
Yeah. All right, well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right, GoFundMe.com/Phoenix and William.
Wait, are we actually doing it? Is that the whole show?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, what you want to, what else did you want
to
see?
Oh, I wanted to cover that, the MRA dude in New Hampshire. Or should we save that for tomorrow?
MRA, nah, hit up the MRA dude in New Style Hampshire. And then tomorrow we can do a regular program, because actually, I don't know if I work Saturday. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
It's like. Yeah, this is what it's like trying to make a couple more coins.
Did you change the wine cellar page?
Yeah, it's. I made a static front page that I'm still
like,
adding to.
Not what I was expecting when I clicked it.
Yeah, that. Oh man, and see, and you're on a smart device. There you go, and the widgets now. Those are that. That's the recent post.
Holy shit! All right. Yeah, I wanted to cover this one just because I think it's important. Also, I'm low-key an asshole. This is going to be one of those, we told you so, in a few months from now.
We told you so, boy.
We told you so. So, men's rights activist proves that men need more rights by being elected to a state house in New Hampshire. Hey!
Is she sure?
I am very sure.
Well, men need rights.
Uh-huh.
I got Doritos and Fritos mixed up in a bag, and I want to drink and eat them.
That is fucking disgusting.
Yeah, Spanaway trash. Thought you knew. I wonder if somebody from Spanaway actually listens to the program. Oh, maybe, maybe, maybe.
Please don't tell him if you do.
What's going on, Spanaway kid?
A Republican lawmaker from New Hampshire has been accused of creating a misogynistic online forum and is today resisting calls for his resignation. Of course. Details of his online activity surfaced after an investigation from journalist Bonnie Barcarys. Barcarys? I don't think I'm saying her name right.
Yeah, let me tell you somebody around here, though. But all right, so now details of his online activity it surfaced after an investigation from a woman that writes in her little journal, her little diary, a diarist.
Okay, Daria.
Bonnie Barcarys. All right.
Which, also, side note, one of the stories behind the stories, I had to go through like four different things before I found her original piece that had her name. Everything just said, a journalist said. And I was like, all right, well, I guess fuck her name, right?
Yeah, because they were trying to help the little woman.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because everybody understands that women's can't journalists like me.
Whoa, women's can journalists like men's if they have big pens for her.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you remember that shit.
Who was that, Ellen DeGeneres? I can't remember why I didn't like that. I forgot why.
Probably because when Ellen did it, it was corny. But then also, it was on, I think, like, Amazon or some shit selling them. And the reviews there were actually fucking funny.
Oh, man. All right. So, last November, voters in New Hampshire re-elected man Robert Fisher to the State House of Representatives because you need a man to represent you. You a woman, you're represented by your husband or father. You're a citizen, you're represented by your man representative. All right. What? All right. The man also appears to be one of his secret architects of the internet's allegedly misogynistic manly sphere.
Manosphere.
Manly sphere.
Whatever.
The homegrown son of a preacher and a 31-year-old Mr. Fisher is a Republican who represents New Hampshire's Belknap District in Belknap County in District 9. In addition to his legislative duties, Mr. Man Fisher owns a local computer repair franchise where if you a woman and you got personal pictures on your PC, then you need to get it fixed by me, which he bought from a fella, men's rights activist, Joshua Youssef. I wonder if he's Africanized.
I wonder if he's Jewish.
Oh, shit. A Hebrew Israelite. And in his spare time, he seems to have created the web's most popular online destination for pickup artistry and men's rights activists, which I don't understand why people have a problem with that. Like, folks are always like, you gotta be a real man and be strong and pick stuff up. Well, they're being pickup artists. They're being artists and picking stuff up. But everybody, here go to Miss Andrew. Here it comes. It's called the Red Pill, according to an investigation by the so-called Daily Allegedly Beast. So he wants men to be artistic and to pick things up and to be responsible and take their pills. But then here come the Womans to cause trouble. Now, an investigation into Mr. Fisherman's online aliases found a trail of posts linking the lawmaker to a username PK Atheist. I wonder if his fucking voters know about that. The creator of the Red Pill and online Reddit community of nearly 200,000 subscribers that promotes itself as a discussion of sexual strategy and a culture increasingly lacking a positive identity for men. That everything here is positive. Artists picking up stuff, being responsible, taking your pills, and having positive identities for men. Mm-hmm. Everything here is good. It's all checking out.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
Excuse me.
No.
It's possible. Yes, Miss Ma'am.
No.
You're black.
What?
Hell, oh, so you want to deny that. See, light-skinned niggas don't even want to be black.
Dark-skinned niggas told me I wasn't black. What, nigga, what?
I was not one of them. Not all dark-skinned.
Not all dark-skinned people. Okay.
It's possible that now, 4.5 years after the red pills founded, Mr. Fisherman may regret his creation. When reached for a comment by teleophone, Mr. Fisher denied participation in the red pill forum, claiming not to know what the red pill was. Though he did say he had heard of the men's rights movement, he said he hadn't heard of PUA. What the hell's a PUA? P-U-A. I wear Pumas. Is that what you mean? And he said, what is a pickup artist? Now, quote, marriage and yes, female oppression, slut shaming, religion. These were all a means to control infidelity, end quote, that Mr. Fisher wrote in 2012, according to the so-called Daily Allegedly Beast. Quote, marriages might be considered loveless and women's might even have been unhappy, but for men, it meant marriages that lasted, commitments that continued, and protection against the fickle whims of females.
And this whole time, I thought it was only niggas out here saying, but females, bruh.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
What?
So sure, it's a loveless marriage and you're unhappy, but suck it up, woman. I mean, female.
That's right. Female. That's what you is. All right. Now, Mr. Fisherman's online posts also allegedly attack women for their, quote, subpar intelligence, end quote. And he said their personalities are lackluster and boring and serving little purpose in day-to-day life. Now, Mr. Fisherman often said that women were uninteresting, immature, unintelligent, lacked depth, and were entitled. He bemoaned that dating was easier for women. Okay.
I mean...
Now, he felt it was unjust that women get a free ride, believing a pair of boobs grants them equal footing with somebody bringing intelligence or a personality.
And I can guarantee you he brings neither.
Considering that those seem to be the only words he knows. Mm. Jesus, balls, man. He also wrote, I'm going to say it. Oh, here, God. Damn it. Mm.
You played the trigger warning, right?
Yep.
All right, then.
He says, rape isn't an absolute bad. That's so Trumpist. Because the rapist, I think, probably likes it a lot. I think he'd say it's quite good, really? What in the blue fuck is going on with this
MRA
guy?
MRA bullshit. But when feminists said MRAs are dangerous and there's a war against women, we were called...
It's not that bad because the rapist likes it a lot. The... Jesus fucking... You gotta kill him. You gotta kill him.
Wasn't like who the fuck... Those fucking kids in... What? Was it Mexico? Where the kid got off for the rape charges, like, but he didn't enjoy it when he raped her, therefore it doesn't count as real rape.
So what does he think about that? I don't want to know what he thinks about anything.
I think we know what he thinks about
just
that.
Just fucking, he probably thinks he's lying. He thinks he should be euthanized for lying. Okay, so though he stated he doesn't advocate breaking the law, Fisher said online in 2012 that a 40-year-old man asking to see the breast of a 15-year-old wasn't creepy. Instead, he said it was evolutionarily advantageous and perfectly natural. And keeping, again, reminder, you know, Cenk Uygur thinks age of consent should be 14. It is literally the... Continue. This is what the fuck this guy says on purpose. It is literally the female body that makes enduring these things worth it, he said in another comment. Other New Hampshire politicians are already calling for Mr. Fisher's resignation less than 12 hours after the so-called Daily Allegedly Beast went live with the story. State Representative Amelia Keene of Nashua, executive director of the New Hampshire Young Democrats, issued a statement decrying Fisher for the allegations made in the report and called for his fellow Republicans to call for his resignation too. Quote, there is no excuse for the type of hateful and ignorant rhetoric anywhere in our state. Oh, get the fuck out of here with that. Damn it. See, it's the end of the thing. That goes back to my shit. People keep saying, that's not our value. Yes, it is your values.
Yes, it is. Well, and I mean, but here's the thing, though, is not only was this guy talking about rape isn't so bad and women are stupid and inferior and all this MRA pickup art, and let's be honest, pickup artists is how can I coerce a woman into having sex with me after she said no? Like, that's what pickup artists do. But after all that, you can't say he's not part of your culture. He got fucking elected to your state house.
Yeah.
He's elected. You let him make laws for you. You said, this is the man who should legislate my laws.
And even if he wasn't elected, fucking what, y'all ain't got no rape culture in New Hampshire? Just let us see known, is New Hampshire the spot? Is that where all women should flock to right now? Yes, all women. All of them should flock there right now because it's all good there all the time. Is that what, just to clarify this, Miss Ma'am, please?
Right. And then, of course, mind you, how far, I think it was Maryland, how far is Maryland from New Hampshire? Like a couple hop, skip, jumps away?
Man,
like
the way shit's the east, so small. Yeah, there? The East Coast is a big old game of Foursquare.
Them niggas, like last week, refused to pass a bill saying rapists shouldn't be allowed custody rights to their children, even when they're in prison.
But borders exist, and borders are magical, and everything is 150,000% different as soon as you cross a border. That's why we don't talk about the South as a monolith.
What?
All right.
I mean, I'm just saying, I'm just going to note two spots very close to each other. One said, if you rape a woman and she carries the child or can't access abortion or birth control and has the child, you get to sue her for parental rights, not too far away from a state where they elected a guy who says, rape isn't all bad. But rape culture doesn't exist. Feminists be hyperbolic making shit up though, right?
Yep, and it definitely doesn't exist in New motherfucking Hampshire. That is the spot. All right, GoFundMe.com/Phoenix and William, you motherfuckers. I like this fucking beat, right? This shit's fun.
What's his face with the hair? The Weeknd.
Oh, this is an actual, I don't even know what the fuck it is.
Yeah, that's The Weeknd. I can't feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it.
Why the hell do I have it? I don't know. Somebody must have suggested it to me.
I'm pretty sure that's the beat.
Huh.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.
This show is brought to you by the fucks that Father Teresa does not give.
Father Teresa's Wine Cellar is rated R for keeping it real.
This live broadcast and archive chat room is being hosted by Roshani of the Single Simulcast.
Now let's go to where it's quiet.
You're a machine.
Damn it,
Gorilla
Feminism Radio.
You are listening to Gorilla Feminism Radio.
Oh, oh shit, son.
I remember when we had that drop. When Frickface had that drop. Gorilla Feminism Radio. Oh, we tried before Greco went full Dolezal. We tried. She actually looks kind of like Dolezal. Hey, you know, it's the fucking... Well, I guess, maybe she needs some Shea Moisture. Doom, doom, doom. Doom. She needs some Shea. She needs some Shea. She'll be your bae. She'll be your bae. You need some La Krista in your life. You need Miss Greco to be your wife. She's a Dolezal. Yeah, yeah, she knows it all. That's Gorilla Feminism, and Phoenix Kalita loves it, loves it. She will tongue Chris LaCrista Greco in public, public. They call that displays of affection. Learn your lesson. MCs went to the mic and stepped in. I flexed in, knocked him on his back. Said, don't ever come around here trying to rap.
Olives give me an infection.
Oh, you're making rhymes too.
What?
Oh shit, said Olives give me an infection. Then you dropped the telephone because you didn't like the connection. Alright. Oh, I'm looking over here at my reflection. What the fuck are we doing? Podcast over.
Yeah.
Over. Done. Jesus. Yeah. Ball sack and Christ. Everybody,
I said I wanted
stuff.
Hebrews, not olive juice.
Alright, GoFundMe.com/Phoenix and William.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.